Thank you. Going back to school always means new things. A new teacher, new subjects, new friendships, or even new habits like washing your hands after recess, having one dedicated classroom, or wearing a face covering when walking around. This year's back to school is full of new things, and it will be memorable, just like every year. We've put special measures in place so that kids can continue to learn in our schools, and we'll make sure every student is well supported. Visit quebec.ca/back to school for back to school safety. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
If you've got ears, CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. That was George Lewis improvising with a computer system that was programmed to improvise with a musician, in this case George, playing trombone. Now we're going to move along to a very weird recording. This is a 60s release. Artist's name is Jason Black. The album's called Basic Black. Prepare yourself for weird, paranoid, semi-faux mystical hippie rambling. This is Jason Black with Basic Black, both sides of his LP on If You've Got Ears. CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, CKUT.ca on the web, or CKUT.airtime.pro.
I am lying, soaked in freezing sweat. My heart pounds in my chest. On the ceiling, faces stare at me, and my soul can get no rest. There's a wooden woman, numbed with fear, and half out of her mind, and she curses God for being deaf, and man for being blind. There's a pointless war that's being fought in a world that's gone insane. And the life of youth is smashed out by a bullet in the brain. All the mother's tears and father's pain cuts through their soul like knives. They get medals from the government in exchange for their sons' lives.
Just the other day, I lost a tooth from my partial plate.
And now, at this hideous time, when all hell is breaking loose around me, I sit here worrying about that lost tooth. I suspect that I'm standing on a very thin line. Where I thought I stood before. But I know now that I didn't, because I'm obsessed by a lost tooth. While my world is ending. Cheese. Strangely at ease in my red cellophane wrapper. It is cool here on the shelf, unmolested, but the smell inside is bad. Can it be me? Something is coming, resembling a huge octopus with red wrinkled skin and a warmth I know not. What can it be, this awful thing? The shelf is gone. and my rapper is going. Was I blind? Being young enough to dream and old enough to feel disillusioned is a very painful thing. It's very easy to hate at those times oneself or humanity. But to what end? It's a difficult transition, this Ferris wheel life, but it will stop. What do you do on a gray day that wets your soul? Your umbrella's smile is full of holes, and you're too tired to open it anyway. You can't kick a dog because he'd bite, and you're afraid you might not feel the pain. Maybe just go walking. Looking for oil slicks in the gutters. If the light shines a special way, there are rainbows in gutters. Balefully you glare at me through the window of my darkened room, where I sit in contemplation of your malevolent mercury vapor eyes and fraudulent neon smiles whose false promises once deceived me. Since you have no branches nighttime to tap against my urban glass, you have found your other ways to take from me my balm of sleep. Voices only loud in silence, drunken laughter, cries for help. We know each other, you and I. You of my many transgressions. I of your banal sameness. But to me, your illumined features are now distorted and mirthless as you hide from the light of day. My external smile begins to chafe my face and compromises my ideals. So I shall remove it. Damn my voice's intonation and implication of things I don't believe. So now, I'll merely speak. Dry tears flow, unseen upon my mask by those for whom I wore it. Rewards pursuit fatigues me, and flight from fear is done. I now direct and write my life for an audience of none. Before I tried thinking, I was a puppet, or marionette, with invisible strings, or on an arthritic hand. Then I tried logic, and applied diverse forms of reason in place of chains and mental calcification. How very clearly now I truly see myself. A fool with emotions who merely lacks patience. Indifferently peeled onions simmering in a pot blur their identities into nothingness. There are many onion people, not quite tragic, less than great, who crutch their way through life and never learn to live. Rip away all the layers of onions and minds, and curse at the tears if you must, while you do it. Reach the absolute center. You'll either stop crying or have one hell of a stew. Used to surprise me while in various crazy houses or so-called mental hospitals, the way the staffers masqueraded and the patients were sincere. Sometimes I suppress a laugh when recalling the psychotic cures that were tried on the walking wounded. But usually I mutter a curse at a public that won't care and allows it all to happen. A self-contained PAP, a palliative dispensed by social workers and clergymen with nothing real to give. Like droll Santa Clauses for adults, they shoot at pain and hunger clouds with stringless bows and rubber arrows. How strange these farcical doctors, who spread the very diseases which they profess to cure, to justify their existence. To say goodbye to a past with inhuman fears, wearing human faces, I must throw acid or pull a shotgun's trigger. The present seems to go like clockwork. Then along comes the past to smash the chronometer, causing panic in Switzerland and drunkenness in Chicago. It may be true that I'm going to extremes with my overkill of a past filled with vomit, but at least it is dead, and I've thrown down its corpse. Like the ashes of my cigarette, smoked down to the filter and drooping, do I appear to myself. The ultimate injustice is to free the criminals and kill the judges. Help me out of these robes and blind me to myself so that I may be just. Dawn ashamedly spreads its impotent grayness across a reluctant sky that touches the earth with disdain. To a cynical eye such as mine, bloodshot from the reality of ruptured optimism, it's a very appropriate morning to cry or pray or curse. Why can't people keep their word? Sometimes it happens without warning. At a neighbor's dinner party, or the do-gooders meeting that you knew was a farce, people's voices suddenly break, like glass that's turned yellow with age and knows its opaqueness, distorts all reality. Nervous laughter falters, like cellophane trying to sound like fire, but lacking fire's warmth, fails miserably. cicadas sing a buzzing requiem to the green and golden dying summer, who sheds her leaves like tears on the ground near my resting tree. Watching the jigsaw puzzle try to solve itself at my feet, it appears that the leaves are tired and care little for solutions. On a solitary autumn picnic sits a woman whose beauty has faded into the serenity of her upward gaze as she awaits the coming of the snow. Deathbeds filled to overflowing, people dying, people knowing, stings of lifetime's poison adders, pipes down throats, and tubes and bladders. First they sigh, then they cry. Till they die, wondering why. Make their funeral first class. Silk-lined coffins don't seem crass. Take their money, say farewell. Send them on their way to hell. It's no task. They can't ask why the flask and the mask. At times like this, a cacophony of anguished sound ruptures my perspective's ear, and I am deaf. I want to scream my curses in mindless anger to the strange inner self who torments me still. Who am I? And why do I wonder who I am? But he who asks.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, if you've got ears. We're here until 2 p.m. We just heard Jason Black, his LP, Basic Black. Sorry to bum you out with that one, but had to be done. Two sides of paranoid hippie rambling. To close out the show, one of my favorite releases, we're going to hear... The entirety of a cassette by artist Rick Davis. Davis from Detroit, Michigan, one half of the legendary group Cybotron, recorded under the pseudonym 3070. This is a cassette from, I believe, 1987. The cassette is called The Hypostasis of Aurelia. This is If You've Got Ears on CKUT. Tune in again next week at noon for more experimental far-out sounds. Thank you for listening.